and NATO chiefs aren't happy about the EU enhancing its military capabilities either.
You said you're against the duplication of efforts. Would a new headquarters for the EU be a duplication of NATO efforts?
The important thing is to avoid duplication.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says any EU force would only copy what the alliance has had in place since the Cold War. His predecessor was also singing from the same song sheet.
We'll read a statement.
This is the sort of dialogue we need to make sure that our organizations avoid unnecessary duplication.
So we should avoid duplication.
We must avoid duplication and waste of resources.
Avoid unnecessary duplication of effort. We need cooperation, not duplication.
Duplication is a luxury we cannot afford.
UK Councillor Paul Miller believes that the creation of an EU army would only benefit two countries.
If Germany and France want to get together, that's fine. But a European army, first of all, if you're going to create a joint armed forces of whatever you'd like to call it, involving many nations have to sign up for that, not just two nations who come up with the idea. And NATO has proved it, that the effective use of that force has to come with a united political view. Armies don't go off on their own. They go off with political direction. And all the countries involved in that entity, if you want to call it the European Army, would have to come together with a common foreign policy. And I put to you that the number of nations within Europe have a lot of different foreign policies. All you can do is look at the Eastern European nations at the moment with the migrant crisis, and they have different policies than those that are coming out of Brussels.
Coming up after the break, a third night of unrest.